Miami has long been a city of refuge. Refuge from Northeast winters, from despots, you name it. Now the Florida Center for the Literary Arts wants to make it official. Miami is set to become a designated city of refuge for exiled writers.
The city would host a persecuted poet, novelist, or playwright for 2 years. Under the Sun's Ruth Morris reports on what it's like to leave your country because of something you wrote.
Lochard Noel is in his home in Lauderhill in Broward County. He flips through some old newspaper clippings by a poet friend back home in Haiti. This was in the early 1980s, under the dictatorship of Baby Doc Duvalier. The friend was gunned down. Then another poet friend disappeared. To those in power, writing could be treason.
They know the power of writing. If you go, you protest into the street and stuff like that, that's something you do today, and then probably you won't do it tomorrow. But if you write a piece, the piece is going to stay there, and other people are going to be able to read it, understand, and do something about it. Most dictators hate artists and writers.
In 1982, Noel wrote a play called The Power of Knowing. It was about a young man who wanted to marry his sweetheart, but her parents refused because a Duvalier henchman was also courting her. Duvalier's thug gets the girl, and the protagonist has to flee the country. 2 months after opening night, Noel also had to leave the country. Friends with connections told him authorities were looking for him.
They say, Lucia, your play wasn't really well seen by the people on power, so watch out. When people tell you to watch out, you have to watch out.
Noel fled to Little Haiti here in Miami, where he had family. He says he lived in a room that was about the size of a closet.
There was no window at all. And then to get in, I had to squeeze myself, just like that. I had a